Thank you so much, Chair. The first question was about sorry for a minute. The training programs for religious and traditional organizations. So for this one, there is excuse me, give me a few minutes. Normally, the training of those organizations, there is a curriculum that help them to be implemented. Those curriculum is divided in different sessions, and they are guided discussion to reflect on how the training is going to be done, and then they are learning exercise that are set the foundation of for the topic, and then they are learning exercises that give go deeper into the given topic, so that all the sessions are set so that they can at the end take home exercise and reflection. So that is how the training is normally designed. But they are also can you go back? The expertise of trainers, they first of all get trained on SIDO, and after that they go back and train others. And for this one, this training can take days or few weeks, but in different sessions. And at the end, they are well equipped with the content related to SEDO, but at the same time, they are aware of what they are going to train, and also to take part of the training for the other members of the organization. To the second one, it was about are women and girls encouraged to reject stereotypes affecting them? Yes, they are, because it is done in form of inclusiveness, not really a group of women and girls, but it is inclusive so that men and boys can also understand why stereotypes are not facilitating gender equality as it should, but they are always those kind of discussions so that they understand the impact, the negative impact it has on that. There are also awareness on the law against GBV, the GBV law, that is discussed in different forums, including these organizations, so that they know how to tackle the issues around GBV, where to talk to, how. And in this case, they are also, because most of the time GBV cases are not reported because the victims fear to be exposed, so they are trained on how to protect the victims, how the information is reported. And there was a question around one-stop centers. As I said, Isanje one-stop centers do have different, offer different services, including health, justice, protection of the victims, but at the same time, the victims are reintegrated. So Isanje have operating procedure manual that was launched in 2009. So that is followed by all the Isanje centers. So it is we it was launched in a center, because there is also a center of excellence on GBV and child abuse based in Kigali. So different hospitals that host Isange and police officers operating in the centers, prosecutors and other partners in fighting against GBV were trained on how to use that manual. It has a procedure to be followed, and that depending on the service to be provided, so the experts know how to handle each case separately, but at the same time the comprehensive service delivery is given at one place, so the victim doesn't need to move out of the to move from office to another, but everything is provided at that place. And when the victim feels like it is not safe to go back home, there are self shelters. I think there was a question around that. How long do they stay? It depends on the issues they have, because as long as the issue is not solved, they are allowed to stay in the shelter. There are shelters that are provided for short